You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. There was a 25-gallon per minute untreated 21-hour sewage discharge behind 135 Main Street in Catskill, according to an alert from the New York Department of Environmental Conservation. The permitted overflow into Catskill Creek potentially impacts the fishing there, the DEC warns. The rain and snow melt caused the discharge. William J. Kemble is reporting in the Daily Freeman Scenic Hudson is praising various Democrats in the U.S. Senate and House of Representatives for their efforts to have General Electric continue its work removing PCB contamination from the Hudson River. The lawmakers sent a letter to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency asking that a five-year review of the cleanup be expedited before Donald Trump is sworn into office next month. However, incoming U.S. Representative John Faso, whose 19th congressional district is bisected by the Hudson River, has not signed on to the letter. Last week, Faso said there needs to be more information about the PCB levels in the river before a faster review is requested. Scenic Hudson wrote that the lawmaker's December 2nd letter, quote, acknowledges the agency's diligence in overseeing the cleanup of toxic PCBs that General Electric dumped in the river from 1947 to 1977. However, it takes the agency to task for declaring the cleanup a success and allowing GE to remove its dredging equipment from the river before conducting the mandatory five-year review intended to determine the project's effectiveness, end quote. Faso said that criticism during the recent campaign alleging that he is swayed by contributions from General Electric are incorrect. Quote, I received contributions from many different sources, Faso said. Quote, I received, I think, a modest amount from General Electric entities during this campaign, but that doesn't have much to do with my position on this issue. If the studies that were agreed to determine that the levels of PCBs in the fish are too high, then more dredging is going to be required, end quote, he said. Scenic Hudson public policy analyst Aletha Malarkey said, according to information received from the EPA, more dredging is likely needed. The data indicated there was 3 to 5 times more contamination in the river than the agency thought when the cleanup project began. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. The Daily Freeman is reporting drivers should expect increased impaired driving enforcement during the holiday season. The effort is part of the national Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign and will continue through January 1st. Drivers can expect sobriety checkpoints and more troopers on the road. Authorities will patrol in marked cars and unmarked vehicles that will allow them to more easily identify drivers using handheld devices while driving. State Police Superintendent George P. Beach II said in a press release, quote, our goal during this campaign is to step up our efforts to ensure we can take intoxicated and drugged drivers off our roadways before they injure or kill other motorists and their passengers, end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Robert Gavin is reporting in the Times Union. Federal Judge Gary Sharp, Monday, December 19th, handed down a 30-year prison sentence to Glendon Scott Crawford of Saratoga County for planning to use a mobile radiation-emitting device for the purpose of killing Muslims living in the Capital Region. Crawford, a member of the Ku Klux Klan, planned to use the device at a school at the Islamic Center of the Capital District in Colony. Prosecutors asked the court to impose a life sentence. Crawford, 52, is a former mechanic at General Electric in Schenectady. 16 months ago, he was convicted by a federal jury of attempting to produce or use a radiological dispersal device. He was the first person in the United States to be convicted of the charge, which stems from a 2004 federal law intended to protect the country from anyone using a dirty bomb. Crawford's co-conspirator, Eric Fate of Stockport, created a remote control to set off the device. Fate pleaded guilty to providing material support to terrorists a year ago, and Sharp sentenced him to 8 years and 1 month in prison. Fate is serving his time at the medium security federal prison in Allenwood, Pennsylvania. Read the full story in the Times Union. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.